State parole investigators have finished reviewing 1,800 commutation applications from a backlog of around 3,000 that accumulated while the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board considered smaller dockets the past few months, partly because of concerns the review process wasn't giving prosecutors adequate notice. Pardon and Parole Executive Director Tom Bates says 816 applications are now ready for the board's consideration. But also among the applications investigators reviewed are almost 500 from applicants set to be discharged in the next 90 to 180 days, and almost 300 from applicants denied in the past 3 years.
There were some other minor issues like missing a signature, missing one or more sentences. We're not really, you know, going to hold feet to the fire on those types of issues. But those that are about to discharge and denied within the last 3 years, I mean, those are two big categories that, you know, we're going to have to deal with.
Bates proposes getting through the backlogged commutation applications next year.
Perhaps special meetings for stage one commutations only in March and in May to get through all of these that are out there.
The other 1,200 or so applications have been sent to parole investigators. They've had difficulty completing their reviews with prisons going on lockdowns during the COVID-19 pandemic. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.